Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I am the Director of Marketing and Community Relations here at one of the nation's premier community colleges, Northeast. And we'll lead off this week's show talking about career in tech. We've got Russ Bullard. He's wrapping up his sixth year as an instructor of HVAC. That's the Heating, Ventilation, and Air Conditioning program. And first of all, Russ, welcome to Tiger Talk.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's go right in and talk about your program here, what it's all about, and some of the options that they have when it comes to jobs once they graduate.
Ours is a two-year program. We have a certificate option and an associate option. We cover anything from window units, refrigerators, central home heating and air conditioning, all the way up to 110-ton chillers. So we cover all aspects of air conditioning and all places. So some of our job opportunities, like I say, you don't have to get out in the heat. A lot of people don't like to be out in that. But even in air conditioning, you can go have Austin Reeves at Coburn Supplies. He's their main sales rep. And you can get into just diagnosing AC systems through Train or something at Woodsman and Bozeman and Memphis. There's just a lot of different options.
Well, that's exactly right. And I know, speaking of options, let's talk about the double major. That's something, and talking with some of the other instructors with career in tech, you almost encourage it, don't you?
Yes, I have a student now that will be taking diesel next, as soon as he finishes my program. A lot of our air conditioning kind of crosses over, such as our compressors. They work the same way as a 350 engine. We do 90% of our problems are electrical, so we can go straight into industrial maintenance, electrician, do a lot of carpentry, metalwork, metal fabrication. So we cover a little bit of everything. So
certainly do. And I know with covering all that, you've had your share of success stories. I know we talked about you just wrapping up your sixth year here at Northeast. How about touching on a few of those success stories?
Jason Kent, 5 years ago, he graduated, worked about a year out in the field, started his own business, and now he's running probably five or six trucks and has employed at least three of my guys out of recent graduation years. Like I said, Austin Reeves, he graduated maybe 3 years ago, and now he's head sales rep at Coburn Supply. There's a lot of them in 6 years. I have anywhere from Corinth to Jackson. We have students in business. There are too many to really say them all.
Well, you're right, and you might leave off a few. I totally understand that, Russ, but you know about Northeast and the career in tech. You're a product of it.
Yeah, I come through in 2003 under Johnny Wright, come out, worked with a local company for about 9-10 years, and then when the instructor job came open, I took it. So yeah, I come through the same program, through our Heads event. So yeah,
nice segue into the Heads event, and mark it down on your calendar. Our annual Career in Tech Fair coming up on October 11th. I know it's in the fall, but it'll be here before we know it, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. That is really a big deal for not only us at Northeast to show all the programs that are available with Career in Tech, but it's also you're going to be bringing in employers from all over the area and all over the state and region to show these students what's available for them.
Yes, and then we have the competitions where they can actually put their hands on each program and kind of get a feel for what air conditioning is, what diesel is, what automotive, industrial maintenance. So we'll have all these competitions where you'll kind of get a feel of kind of what you're doing or what you want to do.
Yeah, and there's going to be some nice prizes for those students as well. Before I let you go, I've got to ask you, because I know some folks that are listening to Tiger Talk this week, ask Russ a tip or two. How about giving all of us some things to keep in mind when it comes to possibly lowering our energy bills this summer?
The biggest thing, and I always say, is to keep your outside condensing unit clean and your inside. And to do that, you really need to call a licensed and reputable company, not just somebody off the street. But get them to come in. They'll clean out the condenser, clean out the evaporator, clean out your drain so you don't get any flooding in your home. But the biggest thing is to keep them clean. So I always tell them, when you're mowing the yard, cut your AC off, because they're just one big vacuum cleaner. And as all that dust and grass, your outside unit just pulls it right to it. So I've seen it where I've cleaned them out one day and next week have to clean them out again, because they just had, mowing the yard while it was running.
Never would have thought of that. That's a great tip. Russ, can't thank you enough. Keep up the wonderful work when it comes to HVAC and your instructing in the classroom, and have yourself a wonderful summer.
All right, thank you.
Time now to bring in Michael Miller. Normally, he's a behind-the-scenes guy here for Tiger Talk, but he's hosting one of our segments this week. Michael?
Thanks, Will, and it's great to come away from the soundboard and be on the air, and I can't think of a better person to conduct my first on-air interview with. Today, I have the pleasure of talking with Northeast English instructor Amanda Garvin. Thanks for joining me today, Amanda.
Thanks for having me.
Not only is Amanda an English instructor at Northeast, but she focuses on creative and professional writing with her students, and that's what we're going to talk about today, but it won't be the traditional Northeast student that we're going to be talking about. Amanda, let's talk a little about the program that you've been involved in.
Absolutely. Prison Rights Initiative is a program that I've been working with since September, and going to the prison in Alcorn County and working with inmates there on creative writing.
Thank you for that informative answer on the Prison Rights Program. Let's go into a little about what's going to be happening at the Alcorn County Regional Correctional Facility on Friday, June 8th at 2 p.m.
We are going to hold a graduation ceremony, and we have a couple of plays that we have produced in our class that we're going to perform, and we're going to have guests there and hopefully some media and graduation certificates for all the men who have completed the program.
Okay, in addition to that graduation ceremony, let's talk a little about what these students have to go through to actually make it to that graduation ceremony. I know on your Facebook you put up recounts of prison meetings and things like that. Let's talk about what's all involved in the class that they have to go through.
They take a traditional class that I would teach here at Northeast. We start off with poetry, and then we work our way into short fiction, and then we finish with drama.
Some of the students have been in the program a year, you were telling me earlier, while others have just joined for the second semester, which would have been the spring semester of this year. Talk a little about how you've seen some of these men who have been shunned by society and put away by society. They've had to put up a mask. They had to be the tough guy. They had to be the really, really tough guy. But I know in some of your recounts of some of these stories and some of these classes, you've really seen them come out of their shell when they can truly express themselves.
Absolutely. You know, some of the things they write about are from the heart, impoverished backgrounds, broken homes. You can read their journals and really see, you know, the things that they're dealing with. And they're very nurturing toward each other in the class as well. They're very, when we do critiques and we go around in a circle and everybody critiques each other's work, they're very positive and affirming of each other and very respectful.
I hear you have a special guest coming to the graduation. Can you give a little insight into who that will be or why his or her presence is so important to the Prison Rights Program?
Yes, absolutely. His name is Louis Bougeau, and he is the founder of Fox Press and the Prison Rights Initiative. He's also the Humanities Teacher of the Year this year for his efforts in that field. And he will be releasing a book from the prisoners. And some are at Parchman, some are at Alcorn County, but he will be choosing which writings will be produced and published.
Well, Amanda, I know that we only have a short time on the Tiger Talk podcast today, but I'm glad that we're able to give you a chance to promote the work that you've been doing, the volunteer work that you've been doing. Is there anything else you would like to end this interview with?
Absolutely. If any students or teachers have textbooks or anthologies that they don't need, the prison always needs new books, and they will be glad to accept them. You can drop them off in my office at Anderson 216, and I'll be glad to take them for you.
Once again, that's if any teachers or students have any textbooks or anthologies that will help this prison rights program, you can drop them off in Anderson to Amanda Garvin. Once again, thank you for your time. Thank you for coming to the Tiger Talk podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Amanda. Time now to bring in Kenny Palangino, my sidekick in the Marketing and Community Relations Department. Welcome back to Tiger Talk, KP.
Thanks. I know it's been a while. I'm glad to be back.
Well, we missed having you on the show, and you come back. Boy, I'll tell you what, a lot happening these next couple of weeks, including today. It's the first day of orientation, dual enrollment. Big day here. Of course, a new approach this year. We're having weekly orientations this summer.
Yeah, as you said, I actually like that a lot, weekly orientation, you know, once a day a week. It gives a chance for more kids to open up, you know, and, you know, feel more at home instead of one big group. So I like that. It starts at 8:30, and, you know, it'd be great to see all the kids here, and hopefully they can ask a lot of questions and get to know Northeast better.
No doubt. It's 8:30, and then you have your choice, or 1 o'clock. Most of the June orientation sessions have already been booked up, so it's important to sign up quickly because the quicker you sign up, the earlier orientation that you come to, you get your choices of when your classes are, and maybe if you have a favorite instructor or two.
Yeah, I've been there, done that. Trust me, that's an important thing. As you said, a lot of them have been already booked, but continue to try and sign up as early as you can. The way, for one, being young, you get that over with, you can enjoy the rest of your summer, you know, on the lake, whatever, trips, beach. And then two, when you come back to school, you're like, oh, I got the person I wanted, you know, to teach me in this class, you know, my friends are in here. Because you don't, and you're like me, and you do it late, and I push it off, then you're kind of like, oh, man, why did I do this?
That's exactly right. Some good, those are some wise words, my friend. And, of course, if you need to sign up, you can go to our college website at nemcc.edu and on upcoming events, and you can sign up for an orientation session. Now, also, one of the many things that are happening this week, camps. The women's basketball team camp is wrapping up today, and then the overnight camp begins tomorrow.
Yeah, they'll be very interesting. Hopefully a lot of teams are going to come out today to finish up the camp, then overnight camp, individual camp. I'll be over there with Michael Miller kind of shooting a little bit and, you know, figuring out what's going on over there. So hopefully they've had a good week.
Absolutely, and that overnight camp goes Wednesday through Friday. What are some other things coming up here at Northeast?
Well, also today you have the Burgess Row and Go. You have the CDA camp, Health and Wellness. That's with Beth Benson. That starts today. You also have the Burgess Spin class at 4:30. Don't forget about that. And also the yoga is at 5:30. So a lot of stuff still going on the Burgess through the summer for the community and for the kids, you know, that are close to campus.
And, of course, it's going to be a fun week next week, won't it?
Yeah, for sure. We got a CDA, the Career Exploration. That starts the 11th. And then we have Workforce Training. That's Manufacturing Camp. And that will be on the Corinth campus. And then we have the Mobile Learning Conference. That will also be in Corinth, on the Corinth campus. And then band camp, the fun part there, starts all week. And then also we'll have the softball fundamental camp, and that will be from 9 to 11:30. That will be Monday the 11th and the 12th, that Tuesday, from 9 to 11:30. And then also we have the explosion camp. That starts at 8:30 on the 13th. So a lot going on. That's a mouthful there. With, you know, athletics and also workforce training and all that.
No doubt about it. Lots of camps and a lot of athletic camps out there. So please, if you have a question, if you want to know more information, go to the athletic website for those camps. Also, social media. That's another way if you can help stay connected with one of the premier community colleges, not only in the state, in the South, but in the nation as well. Social media, we place so much emphasis on social media on a daily basis.
Be sure, you know, to get on Facebook, like Northeast main page. Michael Miller does a good job with all the stuff on Facebook. Also, Instagram, Twitter have been big on those this year. Of course, our Twitter main page is at Northeast MSCC, and that's at Northeast MSCC. You can follow us on there. And then the athletic page on Twitter is NEMCC Tigers. And then on Instagram, also, it's NEMCC Tigers athletic page. And then for the main account for the campus is NEMCC underscore Tigers. So you can just get on there, just kind of search it, you'll find it. No biggie, it should be easy.
There you go. Well, KP, thank you so much. Appreciate your time, and welcome back, partner.
Thank you, and always go Tigers.
Go Tigers is right. And with that, we'll put a bow on this week's edition of Tiger Talk. Special thanks to Michael Miller. He did a little bit of everything this week. He's our studio engineer. He hosted one of our segments. He does it all here for us at Tiger Talk. So for Michael Miller, Amanda Garvin, Kenny Paul Gino, and of course, Russ Bullard, who joined us from HVAC, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying so long. We thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.